Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Federal investigators are out with a new estimate of the total amount of money lost to fraud in state government since 2018. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson says 14 high-risk Medicaid programs have cost $18 billion in Minnesota.
Now, I'm sure everyone is wondering how much of this $18 billion was fraud. It's not the million-dollar question, that's the $18 billion question. I don't make these generalizations in a hasty way, so when I say a significant amount, I'm talking in the order of half or more, but we'll see.
Prosecutors charged six people Thursday in these fraud schemes. Governor Tim Walz applauds the charges and said, quote, "We will not tolerate fraud, and we will continue to work with federal partners to ensure fraud is stopped and fraudsters are caught." With flu cases on the rise and holiday gatherings in full swing, state health officials are urging Minnesotans to get vaccinated. Melissa McMahon with the Department of Health says the flu shot is one of the best ways to stop the spread.
This is not an unexpected time of the year for that. This is usually when we see flu activity kind of start to increase, and then usually we see it really increase over the holidays due to people traveling and getting together and things like that.
McMahon encourages Minnesotans to stay up to date on flu, COVID, and RSV vaccinations. There's a critical need for blood in Minnesota this holiday season. Sue Thiesinga with the Red Cross says they usually see fewer blood donors in December.
It's difficult to travel, make your donation appointment. So that combined with just how busy everybody is getting ready for the holidays. Additionally, cold and flu season makes December really challenging for blood donations.
Thiesinga says you can find a local blood donation event by going to redcross.org and putting in your zip code. A late-season chronic wasting disease management hunt kicks off today in 8 deer permit areas in southeastern Minnesota. The DNR's Eric Hildebrand says there's been a slight uptick in CWD infections in the state this season.
We have about 100 positive confirmed deer and another 16 that are suspect awaiting the confirmation test. Kind of put it in perspective, last year in total for the entire fall, we had 95 confirmed positive hunter harvested deer.
He says this weekend's an opportunity for hunters to harvest additional deer and help slow the spread of CWD. And the Minnesota Wild extended their win streak to 6 games with a 5-2 victory over the Blue Jackets in Columbus. The game was tied at 2 when Jules Eriksson-Ek scored the go-ahead goal in the third period. Goaltender Jesper Wallstedt made 26 saves in the victory. Minnesota's back home this weekend to face Edmonton Saturday and Colorado Sunday. This is MNN.